Chuck Whetstone coming to you live from Oklahoma City. You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. I hope you're having a good Thursday today. I am. It's August the 20th. Always a special day for me. It's my mother's birthday. Even though she's not with us anymore, I still honor her and remember her. Thankful for her life. She lived 90 years. She was blessed to be on this earth 90 years, and she loved her family very much. All her family, not just me and my sister, but everyone. She proved it by the way she lived. Today's podcast, as I promised yesterday, is a song that I recorded several years ago, and it's called PT-109. It's based on the movie called PT-109, starring Cliff Robertson, and it's about the life of our President John F. Kennedy when he was in the military, in the Navy, in World War II. And the whole movie is about that, and this song is about watching the movie and getting inspired by watching the scenes of the movie. Without going into real great detail about this, I'd like you, if you can, if you haven't heard my podcast about the movie, go to that podcast called PT-109 and listen to it. It was one of the Saturdays that I did at the movies, and PT-109 was the movie I shared with you. And so this song goes along with that. So I'll give you a link here on my blog page, chucksfavoritethings.com, and you can link up and listen to that podcast if you missed it, by the way. Today's song is PT-109. I wrote the words and the music after staying up really late watching this PT-109 movie. I felt guilty about dozing off in Sunday school with my brother-in-law teaching. And so somehow I thought about that, and that day or the next day, whenever it was, I wrote the lyrics and the music to this song. I think it's really pretty. I like the piano part in this. It's really a simple song, and I believe this version is just the piano and my voice. So without any further ado, if you don't mind listening to PT-109, I think you're going to enjoy this very much. I'll come back at the end of the broadcast and say goodbye.
Last night I saw a movie called PT-109. It showed John Fitzgerald Kennedy and 12 other men on board patrolling in enemy waters. Their vessel was struck in the night, leaving 13 men on a sinking ship. Oh, what a terrible sight. They were adrift on the water, lost at sea they were. Death seemed near, hope turned to fear for the men of the 109. There are people dying every day. I remembered as I watched this show, hundreds of thousands of human souls, either heaven or hell they will go. They are adrift on life's waters, lost in a sea of despair, because life without God and His Son is like having no life at all. Oh, who will go out to the water? Who will cry out to the Father? Lay down your life for others, not just sisters and brothers. Whoa. Who will go out to the water? Who will cry out to the Father? Just your sisters and brothers. Whoa, whoa.
And if you remember, this tape that I found is 25 years old, the recording tape. There's a cassette tape, and it's from the what I call the Lost Tapes Project. I've been sharing with you some of the songs from that this week, and remember, it's just a demo version of a song that I recorded at our church at Chimney Lane in Asheboro, North Carolina. Well, one of the things I want to share with you today is, if you've been keeping up with me, I have been on the Plexus Slim journey for the last 6 weeks. Today, I weighed in. It marks my sixth week of taking the product. I've been faithful to take it every day. And once my first month was up, I ordered new product and got additional product into me. And so it's really been good. Without laboring a lot and without even trying to sound preachy or like I'm trying to sell you something, I just want to tell you my story. And the story is this: after 6 weeks, I have no cravings for soft drinks or sweet tea like I did before. I've lost a total of 16 pounds today. Can I say that again? 16 pounds. Can I get an amen from the congregation? Yeah, amen. Well, you know, I'm a big guy, and I know that, and I've been the big for a long time. A lot of it is due to lots of reasons. But one of the reasons I found comfort in food and thought it was much easier to find satisfaction through sweets and Dr. Pepper and sweet tea and pasta and starches and carbs and just all kind of stuff. If it was a pretzel or pasta, I'd eat it, you know. Same with ice cream. But since I've been on Plexus journey, and guys, look, you know, people like me, we've been on diets all our life, okay? This is the last diet I'm going to go on, because this thing really works, guys. I've tried a lot of things. I was on the Atkins diet, and I like that because you can eat all the meat you want and all the vegetables you want. You just have to give up your carbs. Well, that gets old after a while. That gets old, giving up your bread and your spaghetti and your pasta and even desserts. With Plexus, guys, I've been eating almost normal, but just not as much. And my craving for sweets, soft drinks, again, sweet tea, has left me. And I would call that an addiction. The craving that I had is like an addiction. I've never been addicted to cigarettes or alcohol or anything like that, or drugs, but I was addicted to sweets and Dr. Pepper. And we're saving money right now, by not purchasing Dr. Pepper too. But the bottom line, what I want to share with you guys on this sixth week of my journey, you know, I enjoyed the weight loss of 16 pounds. That's great. But having this freedom of not being always looking for a Dr. Pepper instead of water. I would always drink a soft drink before I drink water, or I drink a Powerade instead of water. I was messed up, okay? I really was. My thinking was messed up, and that affected the way my body was. So now I have a total different change of mind and lifestyle, because I'm embracing drinking water, and also I don't crave these other things, guys. I'm not going to call it a miracle. I'm just thinking, this is awesome. Whatever's in Plexus Slim and their supplements, it just helps your body to have a stabilized blood sugar, and we all need that. I'm also taking ProBio 5, which is a probiotic. Everybody needs a good gut health. I would recommend that to you. I'm also taking BioCleanse. That's for also helping your whole system work better. I'm also taking X Factor, which are their multivitamins, tremendous product. And one of their new products is called Mega X. And it is omega-3s that are plant-based and not fish oil-based. Because if you take a lot of fish oil, there's a chance you pick up some of the mercury and stuff that's in the ocean. And now you don't have to deal with that. Also, I used to take fish oil and I'd burp it a lot during the day. I'm sorry if that sounds gross, but that's the truth. On Mega X, I've not burped one time, guys. It's plant-based. There's no fish oil in it. It's tremendous. And so go to my link here on my blog page, please, or go to plexuschuck.com. I just got that domain the other day. Plexuschuck, P-L-E-X-U-S, chuck.com. You go there, and I've got several friends that have signed up in the last couple of days. They want the product. They don't want to sell now, but they want the product. Hey, you don't have to sell this thing, but if you want to get healthy, let's buy the product. Let me help you get healthy. Let me help you if you want to make this part of your part-time income. I'll be glad to assist you that way too, but let me just help you get healthy, okay? Just go for it. You don't have time to wait. One more thing, then I'm gone off this podcast. I had this opportunity presented to me 2 years ago. My sponsor, Aaron Harrison, gave me a sample at Crossings Community Church, and I drank it, and I enjoyed it. That was in August of 2013. Well, in November of 2013, I decided that I wanted to be an ambassador, and I ordered my welcome kit and got signed up under Aaron. Well, my first week, I got disappointed because I was taking a product that's called the Accelerator, and it just didn't fit my body at all. And sometimes you have to learn this. But what happened to me, I got discouraged because I couldn't take the Accelerator. I figured, well, I can't take the PlexiSlim either. Well, I was wrong. Listen to me, guys. You have to find what works for your body. This one product did not work for me. PlexiSlim works for me, guys. And these other products are working. So I just took out this one product. But here's the bottom line. I waited 2 years to start back again. Almost 2 years. And it is sad. I could have been in a much better shape 2 years ago if I'd have continued with PlexiSlim. But I abandoned ship because I was afraid. I was afraid that I was going to hurt my... Well, I was wrong. So now I'm on it. And I've had great success these past 6 weeks. Forgive me for preaching. Forgive me for trying to make a sale. I'm not trying to make a sale. I'm just trying to tell you my story. And if I can help you in any way, help you get healthy, or help you if you want to create a part-time income at home, you can do this, guys. Just share with people your results. That speaks volumes. Chuck Whetstone, I'm not going to talk to you anymore about this. Tomorrow's another podcast, and the song tomorrow is featuring my friend. I'm not going to tell you his name. You have to listen tomorrow to hear who's playing on this next song tomorrow. It will blow your socks off, this song that we recorded at our church in North Carolina. Until tomorrow, Chuck Whetstone signing off. Bye-bye.